Money isn't everything, but its absence is a constant, gnawing presence. When Scott Galloway was 9, his struggling single mother wept over 2 lost winter jackets, a $66 setback that devastated their household budget. Years later, as a successful entrepreneur watching his own son cry over a lost ski glove in France, he recognized how dramatically different their circumstances were. This journey from scarcity to abundance wasn't accidental, but followed what he calls the algebra of wealth, a formula combining 4 critical variables: stoicism, focus, time, and diversification. Financial security isn't about flaunting luxury, but creating freedom, the ability to make choices based on what truly matters rather than immediate economic pressures. It's about being able to hold your dying mother while she shivers, or spend an uninterrupted weekend with your child without worrying about work or money. Despite understanding money intellectually, I made poor choices, like spending my first $30,000 bonus on a BMW. We're fighting evolutionary urges for immediate rewards and status in a world that exploits these tendencies. Building wealth requires character, consistently aligning actions with intentions. The Stoics identified 4 essential virtues: courage, persistence despite fear, wisdom, knowing what you can control, justice, commitment to common good, and temperance, self-control. Corporate culture perpetuates the myth that long hours equal virtue. While hard work matters, it becomes destructive when used to justify neglecting relationships and health. Working without purpose is merely economic masturbation. True wealth serves others. Money follows diminishing returns. Doubling income brings less happiness at each level. The hedonic treadmill keeps us chasing upgrades, as each improvement makes other aspects of life seem inadequate. While genetics determine about 50% of our happiness baseline, the rest remains in our control. Money should motivate until security is reached, but beyond that, wealth obsession diminishes life's true satisfaction, relationships. As Seneca noted, nothing valuable is truly enjoyed alone. Not investing in others was a crucial mistake. Your community, from family to mentors to professional networks, is vital for creating value. We're interdependent beings, what Marcus Aurelius called sympatheia, all things interconnected. Commit yourself to serving others. These connections become critical as success and power grow, since power can be intoxicating, minimizing costs while amplifying rewards. The solution is anchoring yourself to people who depend on you. Build a kitchen cabinet of trusted advisors who offer honest, objective counsel. Their value lies not in experience, but in their different perspectives. We learn through mimicry, unconsciously modeling those around us. Connecting with wealthy people provides templates for building and managing wealth. The taboo against discussing money serves those who benefit from financial ignorance. In our capitalist system, avoiding money talk limits learning. Your choice of life partner is your most crucial economic decision. Married people are 77% wealthier than singles, with net worth growing 16% annually in marriage. However, divorce reduces wealth by 3/4 for both parties. Choose carefully. Focus shapes us through selective attention to specific thoughts amid vast mental input. Building economic security requires sustained, directed effort that transforms hard work into meaningful progress. Follow your passion is advice from the privileged. Instead, identify your talents and invest time mastering them. As expertise grows, success and recognition naturally generate passion. Only 20% of young adults can name a guiding passion, making passion-based career advice impractical for most. Passion-driven careers often face harsh economic realities. 98% of actors can't support themselves acting. The top 1% of musicians earn 77% of industry revenue, and most visual artists earn minimal income from art. Digital platforms haven't changed this. 3% of YouTube channels capture 85% of views. Talent, unlike passion, is measurable and grows with practice. Economists call talent-job alignment match quality, which predicts better performance and higher earnings. Good matches create momentum. Early success builds confidence, encouraging further growth. The key question becomes, what natural abilities set you apart? Career choice requires self-knowledge. Focus on roles where compensation scales with profits or valuation. Finance, sales, real estate, and software offer better scaling than careers limited by human labor like medicine or law. Market dynamics often matter more than individual performance. Average talent at Google has outperformed excellence at General Motors. Choose growing markets. I failed with Red Envelope, but succeeded with L2 by picking e-commerce, the right wave. Recessions create opportunities. Microsoft, Apple, Airbnb, and Uber all started during downturns. Entrepreneurship attracts those who resist authority and need direct rewards, but success is rare. Only 35% of startups survive a decade, and fewer than 15% last two decades. The Main Street economy offers overlooked potential. Over 140,000 Americans earn 1.5M plus annually, owning regional businesses like car dealerships. Skilled trades are booming. Electrician jobs grow 40% faster than average, and plumber shortages are projected to reach 500,000 by 2027. Early career growth demands in-person training and mentorship. Cities provide crucial opportunities to network with top talent and find mentors. Time transforms small changes into mighty things through compounding, Einstein's eighth wonder of the world. With an 8% annual return, $100 becomes $116.64 after 2 years, as you earn returns on your returns. After 30 years, that same $100 grows to $1,006. Investing $12,000 annually from age 25 to 35 and letting it compound can yield $2.5 million by age 65, while starting at 45 yields only $500,000. Warren Buffett accumulated 99% of his wealth after age 52, showing compounding's dramatic acceleration. Inflation acts as compounding's evil twin, eroding wealth with equal force. At 3% annual inflation, $100 today becomes $243 in 30 years. While central banks target 2%, the U.S. has averaged 3% over the past century. Some costs rise faster. College tuition has increased 8% annually since 1980, while technology often becomes cheaper. To preserve wealth, investments must outpace inflation. A 5% investment return during 3% inflation yields a real return of 2%. Holding cash means losing 3% annually to inflation, making investment essential for long-term financial health. Income must be converted into working capital through investment to build wealth. Unlike gambling's one-time payouts, investing creates ongoing returns through calculated risk management. I learned diversification's value after losing 70% of my net worth in Red Envelope's 2008 bankruptcy. Though I missed Netflix's 50x gain by selling at $10, my diverse holdings in Apple, Amazon, and Nike provided protection. Warren Buffett demonstrated this principle when his S&P 500 index bet outperformed managed funds by 90% over a decade. This aligns with broader data. 94% of large-cap funds underperform the S&P 500 long-term. The ultimate goal isn't wealth accumulation, it's freedom. When my mother faced terminal cancer, financial security allowed me to be present when it mattered most.